Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking forward to talking to James Lofton, who is standing by, who's an analyst for the NFL on CBS. He will call Sunday's game when the Niners take on the Chargers at 4:30, and we would like to welcome in James Lofton on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you doing?
Hi, James.
I'm doing great. Do I get to ask the first question?
Yeah, go ahead. Knock it out.
Has Cleveland replaced Disneyland as the happiest place on earth?
Were you here Friday?
The answer is yes.
Were you here Friday?
I was not there Friday. Oh, my goodness.
When you obviously watched the game last Thursday night, what went through your mind when the Browns finally busted out the streak and got a win?
It's funny. Last year, I guess I did four Brown games. So, you know, meeting with DeShone Kizer three times as a starter. Kevin Hogan was a starter the other game. And being kind of a Hugh Jackson fan, because when I was coaching, you know, he was coaching. We were coming up to the coaching ranks, and, you know, people asked me about him. Would he be a good head coach? And he went to Oakland and had that the 1 year. And there's something about him that you like. And then add into that, John Dorsey was a teammate of mine with the Green Bay Packers. So there are these personal connections. And then there's just the NFL brotherhood, where you try not to root, but sometimes you just can't help rooting. And that was one of those times on Thursday night.
I think a lot of folks felt that way, James, because, you know, how can you not root for the team that's been down and out for so long? And then they're down 14-0 in the game.
Yep.
You know, the kid comes in, the number one pick, and he starts to light it up. It was pretty entertaining football.
It was entertaining football, unfortunately for Tyrod Taylor to get hurt, because we saw in the preseason, remember when he hurt his wrist and he came back into play?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we saw the toughness that he was willing to display. And, you know, here's a player in Tyrod Taylor who nothing was given to him in his career.
Mm-mm.
He's a backup, you know, sitting behind Joe Flacco, and everybody's going, well, you know, why do they need him as a backup? Because he earned his stripes during the preseason. So he kind of had earned everything that he had gotten during the course of his career, you know, had a chance to play in Buffalo, takes him to the playoffs, and then they let him go. So, you know, a lot of stories that you love rooting for. And then to watch Baker Mayfield, you know, during the Hard Knocks, and to watch him in the Winnebago, you know, that was probably the most fun, even more fun than watching him in the game. So they became personalities and they became people. And so we'll see how they fare this week against the Raiders, and maybe they can keep it going. Who knows?
Hey, James, I'm just curious, how far in advance do you get your assignments? Do you have the Browns coming up at all or no? Or do you not know
yet?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, you do? What game do you have?
I think it's week six. So who are they playing?
Week six would be the Chargers again, wouldn't it? Steelers,
yep.
Jets, Raiders,
yep.
Ravens.
Yep.
Chargers. Well, yep. There you go. That's good.
So you get a veteran quarterback against a guy who will be starting that'd be his third game at that time?
Keep your fingers crossed, James.
Can we just do a little prayer? What'd you think of Baker Mayfield? You were joking around about this being the happiest place on earth, but man, he made a lot of folks happy with the way he was able to play in the second half last week.
He really did. I was in Houston week one when DeShone Watson, came in for Tom Savage at start the second half. And the buzz, the electricity, the first play excitement, all of that was there. And all of it was there for Baker Mayfield. Obviously you draft him number one. You know, there were some people who said, you know, I would have drafted Saquon Barkley number one and then a quarterback at four. And I would have gotten one of the good quarterbacks. And you might have gotten Mayfield at number four. Looks like the kid who they drafted number four, Ward, can actually play. So that, you know, it's kind of shaping up and coming together. When you look at the roster and you look at even the production, look at how few points the Browns have allowed. So this defense run by Greg Robinson, who is such a mild-mannered guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. You don't think he'd ever put his head through a television. No way. Yeah, no way.
So you look at that, and you're looking at, you know, a little bit of talent. You look at Jarvis Landry. You look at – I really like Carlos Hyde. When they picked him up during the offseason, I said, you know, here's – it didn't make a lot of noise because that's just the running back position. But you have two good running backs who are distinct in different things that they can do. So let's see. They've had a lot of time to simmer on this last win and to get it in and out of their system and to get ready for the next opponent.
James, what do you think about, and before we get into the quarterback thing that's going on, the way the game's played today with the passing game being so emphasized? When you were with the Packers, I think you guys might have been ahead of the curve a little bit, you know, with Bart Starr as
your coach.
We didn't
throw nearly as often.
But you caught a ton of passes for a ton of yards, and you were out there, you know, as opposed to a lot of things going on at the time.
The most I caught was 71. So if I caught 71 now, I would probably not lead 30 out of the 32 teams.
That's probably true, yeah.
Yeah. What is it, the kid Michael Thomas down in New Orleans, has he caught 40 passes already?
He's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Jarvis Landry, you know, we just expect him to catch 100 balls, don't we?
Yeah, we do. At least Browns fans do.
Anything short of 100, we're going, do we get a rebate?
Yeah, but let me throw one thing at you, though. And it's mm-hmm. and your point's absolutely on the money. But you averaged 20-some yards a catch for a couple of years.
I knocked down all the short passes. I didn't want to catch anything that was going to hurt my average.
Well, that'll
smart move.
it's a different Ka-ching. Passing game. You take advantage of the rules. And also, you are really ultimately protecting your quarterback because he gets the ball out of his hands early. He can't be hit below the knees. He can't be hit above the shoulders. You need a pillow if you're going to sack him. So there are just a lot of things that help the quarterbacks in today's passing game.
James, we've got 1 minute, and I'm going to ask you this question. And I'm just curious. I ask this because I see kids go through it all the time. Mm-hmm. When you were in high school, you were a quarterback and a wide receiver, right?
I was just a quarterback. You were a defensive back.
Okay, you were just a quarterback. Okay. At what point did you say, it's okay, I don't have to play quarterback anymore? Because I got to think, if you're coming out of high school and you're playing quarterback, you want to continue playing quarterback. And when you got to Stanford, just your thoughts on having to transition over and just, man, I wish I was a quarterback at times.
My senior year in high school, Warren Moon and I were the two top quarterbacks in Los Angeles. He ended up having a fairly successful career quarterback. I still dream that I could have had. But when I went to Stanford, I went as a two-sport athlete, so I went to play football and run track.
Right.
And I was just happy to be going to college.
Gotcha.
It wasn't a big deal. I got tried at defense. I got tried a little bit on offense. And it took me a while to become a receiver. If I hadn't run track and hadn't continued to improve as an athlete, I don't know if I would have made it into the NFL the way that my football career was going. Hmm. But Bill Walsh comes in my senior year and asks, how come I'm not starting? And I said, I don't know why. I started that year, led the nation in touchdown receptions, and the rest, as they say, is made-up history.
I just always think it's cool when you see guys that were unbelievable at a position that they probably didn't play. All right, so I'm going to ask you.
You look at every defensive back who's playing in the league now, and he probably was his high school's leading rusher, or, you know, and so they were all city, all state at everything. So a lot of tons of good athletes in the NFL.
All right, James, I want 30-second PSA. Tell parents why their kid should play two sports.
Play two sports, maybe even three, because you got plenty of gas and you love sitting in the stands watching them play.
There you go. Good.
Bingo.
James, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Of course, we're going to watch you on CBS as well. Anytime we'd love to have you back on the show again sometime soon. Thanks, James.
Well, when we get ready for the Browns game in a couple of weeks.
Done deal. James Lofton, thank you very much. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And, of course, he'll be calling the game this Sunday when the Niners take on the Chargers at 4:30. Of course, that is on CBS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.